Tori Petri here in Allen Park with Tim Twiniman and Mike O'Hara. We are about to start our season review series where we look back at the Lions season and kind of break it down by offense, defense, special teams, and rookies. And today we are starting with the offense. So, gentlemen, give me what your final impressions were of how the Lions offense played in the 2017 season.
Well, I think clearly the passing game with Matthew Stafford and his core of pass catchers, not just wide receivers, but the whole group, tight end Eric Ebron, Theo Riddick out of the backfield, led the offense. The running game held it back. Can't make it any clearer than that.
Yep.
Yeah, and, you know, I think it's clear from what we saw this offseason. We talked to Bob Quinn earlier in the week. He said, look, I'm probably going to add a running back to this group. That was expected, probably a free agent and a rookie draft pick, maybe even a top, you know, first three picks, you know, in terms of first round, second round, third down, first 2 days of the draft, they addressed that position. And the team also relieved Ron Prince, the offensive line coach, of his coaching duties. So, you know, maybe it wasn't as much an offensive line issue as it was scheme, running back. I think all three played a part in the run game. There's not one that gets a pass, but obviously Quinn felt scheme, running back goes along with that offensive line.
You know, Tim, you talked about the change in offensive line coaches that's coming. A lot of people will tell you that in terms of position coaches, the offensive line coach is the most important on the team because that unit – quite often is the heartbeat of a football team. If you want to talk to guys about how things are going, you know, just the overall mentality of the team, the toughness, it's right there on the offensive line, and it's led by the coach. So we'll see what they do with that. I think that's a very, very important hire coming up, not just for 28, but going forward.
Graham Glasgow was the only player that played in all 16 games this year. I believe he played every snap for Lions, the only player to do that on the entire team. And so, yeah, that's one spot where you need consistency. You need guys playing together. I don't think it helped that Taylor Decker was injured, missed training camp. Look, T.J. Lang was brought along slow because he was coming off a hip injury. He didn't start playing until training camp. So, look, there was a lot of you know, inconsistencies that I think were developed from guys just not being on the field together. And that's not just during the regular season, too. It's OTAs, it's training camp. That group, more than any on the football field, Mike, I know you'd agree with me, you need continuity with that group if you're going to be a really, really good team.
You're right, and it's nonverbal communication. It's looking, it's a little signal to the guy next to you of what to look for. Look, it's not like they didn't try. When Taylor Decker went down just before the start of minicamp, within hours, Greg Robinson, a former high draft pick of the Rams, was in town, signed, not in time to take part in the OTAs or the minicamp, but here. And they, you know, they did everything they could do, I think, realistically, to firm up that unit to deal with injuries. It just didn't work.
And Bob Quinn said in his season-ending press conference, he said that when they lost Taylor Decker, that kind of put them behind the eight ball in terms of what was happening on that offensive line. Now, kind of switching gears a little bit, you guys and I have talked all season long a lot on our keys to the game about the run game and how committed they needed to be to it when it wasn't working there late in the season. How do you think that turned out, the strategy that they took with staying pretty committed to the run game, even though the passing game was really what was working better for them?
You know, you can't abandon it completely, or else it's free reign on your quarterback, who's your $130 million quarterback. You know,
yeah. Well, it was
franchise.
Anyway.
It was. He was sacked 47 times, but it could have been worse, trust me. But I think toward the end of the season, and we talked about this at times, it was probably part of the keys to the game every time, is let Stafford loose. He's your best player. Let him make the plays and let him win the games. So we saw it in Green Bay. Didn't see as much in Cincinnati. You know, but we saw it a little bit more toward the end of the season. I think they realized that if they were going to go on a stretch, it was going to be on Matthew Stafford's right arm. But I think moving forward, I think this is going to be one area where Bob Quinn really looks to address this team. I think offensive line-wise, they're set. They're just hoping to get healthy. We'll see what happens at left guard. I think that's the only spot right now that's open. But I would not be surprised at all if Theo Riddick is the only running back here next year. And there's a whole new crop of guys. Now, look, Teon Green, I think, has a chance. Amir Abdullah still has a year in his contract. So those are things that have to work out. There are going to be some new faces in that running back group. And I think they're going to get one with speed, with size, and a guy I wouldn't be surprised at all if it is selected early on in this draft.
Just one other thing about the running game, too. And look, we don't want to beat this to death, assuming there's still a pulse there. but Bob Quinn also, when he was talking about the running game, we've got to run better. We've got to, you know, take better care of the ball, but he also said call better plays. And I think, and to me, I go back to the Cincinnati game, running the ball on 1st and 15, losing 3, 2nd and 18. Well, you set it up for a 1-yard gain. I just, that one to me, the air went out of, like, what are you doing?
Yeah, but real quick, I think one area that they're really good and Mike addressed it right off the top is in terms of the skill positions on offense. And Bob Quinn said that this week, too. Look, they had Golden Tate and Marvin Jones, the first set of wide receivers to have 1,000 yards since 2014. Both guys are under contract coming back. You know, Marvin Jones is going to go work with Randy Moss again this offseason. He's only going to get better. Look, the second half Eric Ebron had, I think that really sets him up for next year. You know, I think skill position-wise, this team is it really good.
Yeah.
Obviously, a quarterback, they're really good. They just get some semblance of a run game. Just be consistent with it. You know, just make it be somewhat of a threat. This could be a pretty scary offense next year.
I would think with the quarterback they have and the pass catchers they have, and I keep saying pass catchers because it's across the board, he could be set up for the draw play from now and for the rest of Matthew Stafford's tenure here if you get a running back.
Yeah,
one,
I would totally
one guy
agree.
I forgot too, Galladay. I thought he was terrific at the end of the year there, especially in Green Bay. He's a lot faster than people give him credit for.
And of
that
course,
long
we'll,
strider.
We'll talk more about him once we get to the rookies episode, but obviously he's involved in the offense as well. Now, a lot of talk is going to be had about Matthew Stafford after he signed that huge contract before the beginning of the season, became the highest paid player in football. Obviously, it's probably going to be somebody else this offseason.
Mike's ready for this
exactly.
one.
Exactly. So what do you think of how he played this season? Where did he get better?
Just better everywhere. He was good to begin with, and he got even better. It's funny about that contract because Derek Carr, the Oakland, where are they now? Oakland, L.A. Raiders, whatever they are,
Oakland
on their way to
now.
Las Vegas, thumb on a ride to Las Vegas. Signed, you know, for what, 8 years and $25 million a year, had a terrible year. Nobody mentioned it. But Matthew Stafford, because he signed with the biggest contract, oh, my God, is he living up to it? It was halftime of the opening game. Is he worth it? You're worth what you can get. I double his salary to me. That's how important he is. Once you have a contract, do everything you can to keep him.
That's a market. He's not going to be the highest paid player this offseason when a couple of those guys get signed. And that's
exactly.
just, you can't win in this league without a good quarterback. That's the market.
It doesn't equal, highest paid doesn't equal you stating this is the best player in the league. It's just the market.
Whose
and
contract is up
next? Exactly. You have to understand that.
Take a look at the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers without him. Take
yep.
a look. What would you pay to have him back, to have exactly replicate Aaron Rodgers for 7 games in Green Bay? You'd pay whatever they were asking.
And I think one area to me that jumped out with Matthew in terms of where we saw an improvement, now, he went to California, worked with some quarterback gurus this offseason. I think his footwork was really good. His elusiveness in the pocket. I'm not so much saying, you know, running for first downs, even though he did that, but just shifting in the pocket, pocket awareness, extending plays. I thought he was really, really good in that regard. He was sacked the second most of any quarterback, but he also broke over 20 sacks, you know, eluded 20 sacks.
Yeah, he
so
did
that,
a lot
that,
of
that number
this
could have
year.
Been way worse. Mm-hmm. I thought that area in particular was where Matthew was really, really good this season.
Well, late in the season, somebody asked Jim Caldwell about that, and he says, well, he gets a lot of practice.
Certainly. All right, guys. Well, that is our wrap up of the season on offense, but stick with us through the next couple of days because we will be touching all the other areas of this team as well. For DetroitLions.com, Tim 20man and Mike O'Hara, I'm Tori Petrie.